After dropping their fresh new single, With or Without, Tideline have announced an East Coast Australian tour. Kelly is a massive fan of this band and is very excited that we currently have the super talented singer and guitarist, Sophie of Tideline, on the phone. Sophie, welcome to The Hoist.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm splendid.
That's great. Now, last year, your founding member and guitarist, Matt Tanner, actually departed from Tideline. Was there any ever doubt that you, Ethan, Nick, would continue the band, or was it always going to be continuing on?
It's a good question. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to all of us, I think. It sucked so much. But yeah, for a while I was like, maybe I'll just start like a whole new project, or like something super different, like an electronic project, or like an all-girl band, or like, you know, these crazy ideas that I had. And then I realized, I was like, man, I'm just not going to let that get in the way. And we've worked so hard and we've been together for so long that we should just push on through and go for it. So yeah, it sucked for ages. Like, it was up in the air.
Yeah, of course.
We didn't really know. And then, yeah, just had to, you know, believe in myself.
Yep.
And just keep it going.
Well, many fans like myself are glad that you did continue on. And you did release With or Without as your first single since your debut album, Dumb Days, in 2016. And the single is said to be quite confessional as well. How important was releasing With or Without as the first single?
Kind of weird, because I didn't want it to make the new song such a big deal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I guess as songwriters, you're always going to write what's on your mind. And obviously it was a huge thing that happened, and it's just translated into song. So yeah, it wasn't really planned on being like the first single. It just kind of happened that way, to be honest. But yeah, I suppose it was a nice, I guess, a clean slate and a fresh start.
Luke Bottom of Violent Soho fame also produced the track, who, for people who don't know, also produced Dumb Days. What was it like working with him again?
Yeah, it's really great working with him. He just gets me. I think we're pretty similar. He knows exactly what I want things to sound like, because that's what he wants it to sound like, sort of thing. But yeah, his ideas rule, and he's an all-round great guy. What can I say?
And speaking of great people, you have found yourself a new live member of Tideline, Joel Martin, to push the band forward. How did you go about finding a filling spot for Matt as well, and how does Joel make it his own?
Well, the thing about Joel is that he's incredibly talented. He plays in a band called Foam, a Perth band. So he actually fronts that, and he sings and he plays guitar. He's just really, 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 really good. So when we were all thinking about like who would be able to fill Matt's shoes, Joel kind of popped up, and yeah, he's been a really awesome fit. He definitely knows how to bring it live. So yeah, it's kind of different, because he's a live member, so he plays basically what I play in the studio. So I record all lead guitars in the studio, and then I'll teach him, and then he'll play live, because I can't play lead and sing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's super hard. But yeah, he's incredible. He's really, really good.
And your music video for With or Without also dropped last year, where you're singing to a camera through what's like a fisheye lens with a cool 90s grunge vibe. The video was also directed by The Creases frontman, Joe Agus. How did this idea come about to be so different from your previous music videos?
A lot has changed since we were babies, and I don't know, you think these like huge budget clips are a good idea and the label backs you, and then you kind of have to keep reinventing it, I suppose, along the line. You don't want everything to look the same. And I recently moved to Brisbane, and I was friends with Joe and his girlfriend, Harriet, who's in Hatchie. He also plays in Hatchie. And, yeah, my manager manages them. And he's like, I said, yeah, I want to do something really different. I want to keep it, like, super cool and sort of lo-fi. And he suggested Joe because he had done a few film clips. And then the rest was, yeah, just getting together and putting a few ideas down. And, yeah, it was a really kind of a relief filming a clip that just seemed so natural. We didn't have to worry about these, like, huge teams and, like, crazy things. It just seemed, like, very fitting for the song, I suppose. More realistic on what being a band is about.
Well, it's had so many great reviews as well on it. I was reading one guy had commented on YouTube that it's the best thing he'd seen since Nirvana. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Bit cool, though.
No, very good. I think it's fair. I think it's for sure.
Oh. He's put it there because it belongs.
You have announced your With or Without East Coast tour with shows in Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney throughout early March, which will be at quite intimate venues such as Brunswick's Howler on the 1st of March. How are rehearsals going for the shows, and can we expect to hear some unreleased tunes?
Yeah, so I'm in Perth now. I'm new to Brisbane, so rehearsing is pretty hectic. Like, I have to fly the 5-hour, 45-minute flight to get here and then find ways to kind of, like, stay on the cheap so we can rehearse. But, yeah, we had a solid jam last night, and it's going pretty good. We're definitely going to be playing at least one song. I know that's definitely made the cut, which is new, no one's heard before, unreleased.
Well,
I'm not sure if it's a single, but it's an unreleased song. So, we've just been working on a few different things. Yeah, and hopefully it's all going to come together.
Nice.
For Friday.
Last year you did Like a Version, and at the top of that interview you talked a bit about being sick of, like, toxic lad culture. And I guess I want to ask, what would you want a Tired Lion fan to do if they see or encounter these kind of assholes at your shows?
Ooh. Just tell me directly and I'll deal with it.
Nice. Awesome.
The best comeback. The best answer we could have.
Honestly, I don't think there's anything worse than being kicked out of a show for being a D-bag. So, yeah, I definitely don't tolerate that kind of behaviour. And I think it's really important to stand your ground, especially you're going out to enjoy yourself. You shouldn't be put in any position at all where you feel uncomfortable or unsafe. So, yeah, the fact that this, you know, that toxic culture has the ability to, like, strangle us when we're going out to have a release and to, you know, find some enjoyment in this world, and they find a way to, like, you know, strip you of that. It's just, I can't think of anything worse. So, yeah, definitely stand your ground and don't let them bring you down. Just stick up for yourself. Definitely don't punch or hit, though, because there was one time a fan got kicked out because he was sticking up for somebody, but the way he was stuck up for them was to headbutt them. And then we were talking to him after the show. He's like, I got kicked out, but I was trying to stick up for you. I'm like, oh, what did you do? He's like, oh, I headbutted the guy. Like, you know, we can't condone violence. We can't say that's a way to fix all problems, because it isn't. So, yeah, I guess stand your ground, but don't take it that far.
Just tell Sophie.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. I'll 100% deal with it.
Within the last year as well, you have performed at Falls Festival, Snow Tunes, Brisbane Festival and the Big Pineapple Festival, just to name a few, alongside some other amazing acts like yourselves. Who are some of your favourite acts to tour with and ones you are huge fans of?
Oh, what can I say? I think at the moment, I've just seen such a massive, hardworking kind of ethic coming from the Gadoogs guys. Like, we took them on tour with us on our last headline run, and they just keep pushing and pushing, and you can tell they really want it, whatever it is. But yeah, they kind of haven't stopped since, like, I think they release a new single every month. Well, that's what I feel like in my head anyway. But yeah, they're really lovely guys. We also had a girl called Carla Genevieve, who, she has a band now, but I've watched her a few times, and she's from Perth. She's really great. Yeah.
I think we're both those artists we've actually played tonight as well on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So as it is a new and exciting era for Tideline, is there anything you can let us in on for the works in 2019?
Oh, not really. Like, there's going to be a mixed bag of songs. That's all I'll say. Yeah, we're just working super hard. I'm trying to write as much as possible, and I guess from more of a realistic perspective. I don't know what that means, but...
Well, you can catch Tideline on their With or Without You East Coast Tour as well. That is starting this March at the Howler in Melbourne. Big show coming up, Sophie. What can our Melbourne fans expect from it?
Well, I'm hoping a nice, intimate, friendly audience. Some new songs, like, from Melbourne's. From my point of view, Melbourne is always super rad whenever we play, like, at any venue there. So I'm just expecting good times. I don't think I've really had an incident where anything has gone down. So, yeah, I'm expecting a really awesome time with a lot of friends and some new stuff that you guys get to hear.
Nice. Awesome. That is so good to hear. Sophie, thank you so much for coming on The Hoist and chatting with us here tonight.
Oh, good. Thank you for having me.
And, yeah, we can't wait to catch you live, but for now, would you like to introduce the track that we just can't get enough of?
Okay, this track is called With or Without by Tyler Lyon. Yeah, sick.
Why are we here? Where do we belong?